You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and this is episode number 450, and we're thankful that you're with us, but you know what it means is that we are at the point of drawing a name in the next one or two episodes.
Well, we're going to have to do that.
We are going to have to
do that. It may have to wait a few episodes, though, because we're crushing time here. We're on a time crunch to get a bunch of episodes done because I'm going to be doing some trainings and filming a show for Netflix next week. So we're trying to hammer those out. That'll give you some time to put all the names in a nice hat like this drone you have.
Yep, absolutely.
Maybe we should send them a hat.
We should, actually. In fact, we will. That's
okay.
A great idea.
Done deal. Decision made. Executive decision.
Yes, good work.
That'll be the name of my boat one day.
Executive decision. Nice.
It was an executive decision to take vacation today. Anyway, guys, we're excited to have you. We're also excited and thankful for our sponsors, VideoBlocks. Now, I'm sure you've heard us say a lot, if you need stock footage, blah, 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 subscription site, it's cheap because you're from DroneU. Okay. VideoBlocks.com/drone. But did you know they also have copyright-free music? They've got a whole library of copyright-free music, and you can search by the length of the song you want, the genre, the BPM, whatever. It's just audio blocks. So check out videoblocks.com/drone if you want to get the deal on the subscription. But you also have to check out audio blocks because it's run by VideoBlocks, and you can have unlimited downloads for, again, one low price.
It is a phenomenal deal, and I know Paul kind of said blah, 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 but we will tell you, it's $99 a year for Drone U listeners. Check it out, videoblocks.com/drone.
Definitely do that. Also, special thanks to the guys at Drone U, like Rob, who are throwing a training in Denver and Austin and Phoenix. And because of the request of so many people, there will be an East Coast training in the beginning of 2017.
We're going to work towards that. We're going to effort the East Coast.
We're actually
for
going.
Early 2017.
What we're going to do is we are going to Rochambeau for the places that we want to do the training. Okay, so this first rock, paper, scissors is going to be for Atlanta. So if I win, we're not going to Atlanta. If you win, we're going to Atlanta. Are you ready?
Sure, but I'm not. Atlanta's cool. I'm cool with just going over there somewhere. But we can play the game.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Ooh, I lost.
Atlanta it is. And in all actuality, it may not be Atlanta.
No, but I'm hoping for Charleston.
Cool.
I would like that. Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Because I used to have a house there. D.C. is a wash. Like, I grew up in D.C. I don't want to do D.C.
Don't want to go back there.
No, it's because of that whole operating area around D.C. There's Orlando, huge area. And
Orlando's also an
area where people need to be educated on drones. In fact, there's some people who have already asked me if we'll go down there.
We've had some requests for Miami.
Really? See, if we did Orlando, that's only 2.5 hours away from Miami.
Yeah, I think the only thing with Miami is that it's so far south. I think we're trying to stay a little bit central because I don't know that we'll get to do a bunch of them on the East Coast at this juncture, but we'll see.
We will. I don't want to go to Miami. I had so many mosquito bites last time I went, and I was like afraid I had come down with Zika, and I hadn't, but I was afraid.
Of course, in January, February, March, probably not as many mosquitoes that time of year. I don't know. I'm not from there, so I could be wrong.
When you've got sugary, delicious blood like I do, okay, there is no safe time
to
be
these sugary, delicious drinks.
Anyway, guys, let's get into today's question, which is actually going to be really important for you guys. Why? Because you could be operating in one of these areas. You could have a potential problem and not even know why. So today we're going to be talking about military operations areas, military training grounds, and why it could be a potential problem to you.
Yeah, it's something that I'm surprised we haven't talked more about, but we're going to today. Thank you to Trey for sending this question in.
I think it's because people are starting to realize that they control the show. They control what we talk about.
That's true, and that's the way we want it. And so today, Trey is controlling the show.
All right, well, Trey, hit us up.
All right.
What's up, nerds? Hey, this is Trey Reed out of Columbus, Mississippi. I started a drone company called Provision, operating a Phantom 4 and an Inspire 1 Pro. I'm digesting as much Drone U podcast as I can possibly listen to, and I think you guys are winners, and you're doing great stuff, and I love you for it, so thanks. I got an issue I wanted to bring up, and I just really want you to disseminate the information if you can. I've been in the Air Force for 12 years. I'm an Air Force pilot, and I'm transitioning into the civilian sector. And something I don't think a lot of people understand, maybe you get the concept of airspace, but a military training route is a low level that military pilots use for training. And we can be down at 500 feet AGL, we can be down to 300 feet AGL. These things can they really lay in the gray space. You know, a drone pilot may be checking before you fly app for airspace restrictions and whatnot, but he could also be operating inside of an MTR. And I think it's important that we get that information out there to everybody. So if you don't mind, man, study up on it and maybe bring it up when you guys get a chance. Thanks so much again, man. And look forward to what you guys got to say.
So, Trey, thank you again for the question. Really appreciate it. And I always like to acknowledge our military guys and just thank them for that.
Service members, yeah, because you have more balls members. Than 99% of the population.
Totally. We definitely value what you're doing for our country.
We do. And I will say, because he called us nerds, you know, he did kind of sound like George W. Bush back there. He said, you guys are winners in my book. And I just got to say, I really like that. And I, you know, started my own drone business myself.
I love
it. You know, it reminds me of that Harold and Kumar with George W. Bush.
There's some good stuff out there. You know, one of the things I always think about is I'm always curious about the backstory behind what folks name their businesses.
Provision.
So provision.
Provision.
Provision. Or is it provision? I just heard him say provision.
I heard him say provision too, but in my mind spelling it out was provision.
Could be.
I don't know. I just blurted that out. So
anyways, maybe someone else will take provision. Since he has provision. Anyways, I'm always curious to know where that came from.
You know what I'm curious about, or that I find interesting, ironic, whatever you want to say, is the fact that as a little boy growing up, I had a dream of flying in the military. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a Navy fighter pilot. I mean, you watch Top Gun more than twice, and it's like, yee-hoo, that's what I want to do.
Absolutely.
You know? And that being said, you know, I have the greatest respect for military pilots because, flying is a scary thing, and then flying with people shooting at you is a little bit scarier. You know?
Absolutely, and particularly those that were landing on carriers.
Yeah.
That just...
Which, have you ever tried to do it in a simulator?
Guys. No,
it's
I haven't.
It's hard, man. Ugh. It's really hard. So Sarah's uncle is a fighter pilot out of Colorado Springs, and he has a simulator in his house. And we were
really?
Yeah, we were playing drinking and flying on the simulator during Thanksgiving.
All right, well.
It took me 17 tries to land on the carrier.
That could get ugly, especially if you take a drink after each failure.
Yeah.
That's quite a game.
But anyway, what I meant to say by interesting and ironic is that, you know, I look up to these fighter pilots. I look up to these military pilots all the time. And yet a lot of them are going into drone-based yeah. businesses afterwards. And one guy even said to me, like, well, I understand how you can look up to us, but I look up to you, Paul, because you have mastered this technology so mm-hmm. fast. And it's like, well, it's, you know... When love and passion and motivation meet, that's what happens.
Well, and we've heard that it can actually be more difficult for a fighter pilot, for a pilot to learn drones, just because it's actually quite a bit different to fly,
yes.
obviously.
In fact, it was funny. I think it was on CNN or Nightly News with NBC. They're like, oh, the military is having a hard time finding qualified drone pilots, so they're looking for experienced pilots to do this, when in all actuality, there was actually a memo that went out through the FAA, AOPA, and one other group that was saying they were looking for gamers. Not experienced mm-hmm. pilots. They're looking for gamers.
Big difference.
Young kids just out of college have lots of gaming experience, but a good work ethic. Like, that's right. literally what they were looking for. So,
which may be hard to find.
But you know what?
Those two together, a lot of gaming experience and a good work ethic. But they're out there. My son better be one of them.
I was going to say Jake, in my mind, was one of them. So, yeah. But he needs to get his butt in here and get to work.
He does. We got to get him going on the Instagram.
Yeah, we do. But that being said, you know, I got a lot of respect for these guys. So he makes a great point. We haven't talked about it. We probably rambled along too much. Military training areas, military training grounds, MTRs, they all fall within MOAs, or military operating areas. See this beautiful, nice airspace map that's in my hand. If you are listening and you're not watching, you can go to YouTube and watch these podcasts. We don't have the most amazing graphics, but hey, you can watch them. Anyway, MOAs, you do not need permission from the authorizing agency to fly in those areas, but Trey is absolutely correct. Those military birds don't really have what we call the floor. Yeah. So, you know, in normal aviation, when you're flying over a congested area, you know, the floor is 1,000 feet above the tallest structure or whatever.
Right.
There's no floor for military training operating areas or military operations areas. They could be 50 feet off the ground. So,
well, in fact, my understanding is that this whole designation is designed to be 1,500 feet and below.
That's correct.
Right.
That is correct.
So, I mean, you're guaranteed that if you're in one of these training at routes or these MOAs and they're training, they're going to be close to where you're flying your drone potentially.
Potentially, so, yes, that is true.
So you need to know if you're flying in one of these areas.
That is very true. You do need to know. You need to be aware of it. There's, you know, I wish there was some sort of common, you know, traffic advisory frequency, CTAF, for this area. And I'm looking at this
cool
Devil's Lake West MOA, which, by the way, is one of the questions on your test. Anyway, there's not a common frequency to kind of radio out on and say, hey, I'm
so
here.
I kind of like the way that the CFI that we work with, I don't want to say on staff necessarily, but he's kind of a partner of ours. And we'll say that he's on staff whether he likes that or not, because we love him.
Every time I call him, he's like, call me whenever you want.
I know.
Whenever
awesome
you want.
And we'll just give him a plug. Ted Wilson with Living the Dream Flight School. Awesome
yes
guy.
He's
and
also if, part of the Drone U.
Yes, he
Drone
is.
Flight School.
That's right. But anyways, we always run these kinds of questions by him because he's so knowledgeable. He's been doing this for I don't know how many decades, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I like what he said. He said, you don't have to get permission, but it's one of those fly and avoid scenarios. So be very aware, and it's your responsibility to get
to
the heck out of the
to
way.
To them. That's correct.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense. I mean, that seems relatively straightforward to deal with.
Definitely.
Just know where you're flying.
If there is a F-16 coming at Mach 1.2 in your direction, get out of the way.
Yeah, and don't be one of those guys that says, but wouldn't it be cool just to sacrifice my drone?
We're all sitting here thinking that. Even I am. I'm just sitting here like, oh, man. If one of those F-16s went by my Phantom at like 100 feet off the ground and I was filming in slow-mo, how sick would that shot be? And it would be sick. But the jet wash alone, I'd lose the drone and
yeah
probably the footage too.
Exactly.
You're like trying to stop the recording on the crash on the way down. Save the file. Save the file.
So don't be that guy.
Yeah.
Get the heck out of the way. Know where you're at. And obviously be respectful of our military.
Definitely. And yeah, because they go out of their way to save you, so you better do the same for them.
Exactly.
It was funny, you know, at that FAA meeting I had yesterday, the guy was like, you know, Paul, you just have to understand that when guys are in the sky, their lives are at risk. When you're in the sky, just your drone's at risk. And I'm like, hold on there, buddy. I got 15 hours in a Bell 206 LR. That is a jet-propelled helicopter. Okay? I know what it's like to be in the sky. Okay?
Yes. That said, you catch his point.
Yeah, I'm like, I understand what you're saying, man. You don't have to be all aggressive about it. And
yeah,
and they really weren't. They
no,
actually, they
point
were really nice. So, yeah, they were very nice. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for us today. If you're ready to get your drone certificate, go to droneulive.com right now. Space is limited, and you're going to want to meet these people. There are a lot of like-minded guys. You're going to have a lot of fun with them. It's a great community to be a part of. DroneUlive.com. On that bombshell, Rob, it's time to call the show. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and 450 is a wrap.
And this is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.